umpires are at home plate. Manager Casey Stengel there, and Coach Peanut Smalley is out with the lineup card, representing manager Gene Mott for the Philadelphia Phillies. And here's the Philly batting order. Leading off and playing center field, Cookie Rohat. Batting second and playing right field, Johnny Callison. Batting third and playing third base, Richie Allen. Batting fourth and playing first base, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth and playing left field, Wes Covington. Batting sixth and playing second base, Tony Taylor. Batting seventh and catching, Gus Triantos. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth and pitching, Jim Bunning. Jim Bunning has a record so far this season of one win and three losses. Four of the New York Mets. Leading off and playing third base, Bobby Clout. Batting second and playing second base, Ron Hunt. Batting third and playing right field, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth and playing first base, Ted Cranebow. Batting fifth and playing left field, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth and playing center field, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth and catching tonight, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth and pitching, Warren Spahn, who has a record of two wins and one loss. At home plate has broken up now. The umpires have taken the field. And as of this moment, right now, the New York Mets are in a tie for ninth place in the National League standing. That is by virtue of the fact that the Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon were defeated. The New York Mets are on the field. For the Philadelphia Phillies, coaching at third is George Myatt. Coaching at first is Peanut Smalley. Cookie Rojas steps into the batter's box to lead off. Rojas is a right-hand batter. He's playing center field. He's hitting .275. He has three doubles, one triple, and one run batted in. Facing left-hander, Warren Spahn. Spahn tonight is going after the 359th victory of his fabulous National League career. One more game from the yellow left-handed pitcher in the history of baseball. Pitches outside for a ball. And Spahn is slowly closing in on the six right-handers who are ahead of him in the all-time winning list. He looks in to get a sign from Chris Canizaro. Here is the 1-0 delivery. Spahn hit in the air to right field. Deep to the right field corner. Johnny Lewis racing. Gets there. Makes the catch. Cookie Rojas, the right-hand batter, hit it deep to the opposite field in the corner, and Johnny Lewis had to use his speed to get over. Pull away, and now Johnny Callison coming up. Callison's hitting 194. He has four home runs and 12 runs batted in. Almost every time Warren Spahn makes a pitch, he sets some kind of a National League record or some kind of a Major League record. The pitch to Callison. He tries to drag Hunt to second base, and Hunt takes it, fires on, and in time, he got it. No way, nobody on base as Johnny Callison tried to drag the ball to get it by Spahn and make the second baseman field it, and he did, but Hunt fielded it in time. So there are two men out, and Richie Allen's coming up. He has hit safely in 11 consecutive games for the Bills. As a season's batting mark of .391, he has five home runs and 14 runs batted in. Rookie of the year last year in the National League. Here's a swing and a miss for strike one. Among the National League batters, Richie Allen is number two, as Ed Cranebow leads the National League at bat with a mark of .394, and Richie Allen's hitting .391. Here's a pitch swung on, popped up to short right field. Johnny Lewis and Swoboda are there, and who's going to take it? Swoboda takes it in front of Johnny Lewis. Sides out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of a half inning is the Phillies nothing and the Mets coming to bat. Well, it's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. Listen.
That's Backstreet Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazz men who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold extra dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Going now to the bottom half of the first inning, and Bobby Clouse is up to lead off for the New York Mets. Clouse is hitting 162. He has one game-winning home run and four runs batted in. The American League at the end of two innings. Cleveland 4 and the Yankees nothing. Whitey Ford against Ralph Terry. Leon Wagner and Fred Whitfield have hit home runs in the first inning off Whitey Ford. First game for Tron Arter in Detroit at the end of 3.5 innings. The Chicago White Sox 2 and the Tigers nothing. Johnny Bizard against Mickey Lolich. Scourin over in the second with nobody on for Chicago. Here's the pitch in for a call strike now to Bobby Clouse. Jim Bunning on the mound with a record of one win and three losses so far this season. Here's a swing and a foul ball to the right side and out of play. Bunning is 33 years of age. He is 6 feet 3 inches tall, 201 pounder. Lived during the offseason in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, just across the river from Cincinnati. Last year, for the Bills, Jim Bunning won 19 games and lost 8. Against the Mets last year, he won 5 and lost none. Here's a pitch, and it misses outside for ball. And most notable of Bunning's achievements was a perfect game pitched against the New York Mets here at Shea Stadium last Father's Day. This is a 1-2 delivery. Low and away for a ball. It's 2-2 now. Ron Hunt on deck. There was only one afternoon game in the National League, and that was the game in which the Pirates were defeated by the Cubs. Pitch and it misses high and away. The count goes full at 3-2. The Phillies have Dick Stewart at first base tonight. They had Frank Thomas there last night, and they have Wes Covington in left field. They had Alex Johnson there last night. Mets started a left-hander last night also. They started Jackson last night, Spahn tonight. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on, foul, back and out of play. Count holds at 3-2. A duel here tonight between two of baseball's outstanding pitchers, Jim Bunning, Warren Spahn. And there's plenty of room if you're in the vicinity and want to come out for the baseball game. Come on out, because there's plenty of room for you. Here's a payoff pitch, and he walks it. The pitch in, but low, and Clouse goes to first with a base on balls, and that brings up Ron Hunt. Ron is hitting 412. He's been up only 17 times, but he has 7 hits, 2 doubles, and 1 run batted in. Hunt is a right-hand batter. To get a side. And here's the pitch. It's in for a call strike. Johnny Lewis is waiting on deck, and now Gus Triandis goes out to have a word with his pitcher, Jim Bunning. Both Bunning and Spahn, of course, have no-hitters in their background. Spahn has had 2 no-hitters, and Bunning has had 2 no-hitters. No score in the game, and we're in the bottom half of the first inning. Hunt
second looks down to Don Heffner, the Met coach at third, to get a sign. Yogi Berra on the coaching lines for the Mets at first base again tonight. As Yogi was catching last night, Wes Westrum was the coach at first. Klaus leads at first base, and the pitch is in for a call. Strike two to Ron Hunt. This broadcast of tonight's game is being beamed by Armed Forces Radio Service to the Caribbean area. So for all of us here, a salute to servicemen in the Caribbean. Here is the pitch, and it's Bunny. That's taken by Bunny. He's going to second base, and in time for the fourth there. Ruben Amaro took the throw as Ron Hunt bunted with two strikes. They got it a little far out to the mound. He is charged with a time at bat, as he is himself on after having forced Bobby Klaus. Play went 1-6 on Klaus, who had walked. And Johnny Lewis is up now. One away. Lewis is hitting .292. He has one home run and eight runs batted in. Go to first, not in time. Johnny Lewis is off to a fast start with the Mets. He played 40 games and started last season with the Cardinals. And he has scored more runs, 12, than he did with St. Louis in 40 games last year. Here's a pitch. In for a call strike. Johnny Lewis has six doubles, eight runs batted in, and four assists that top his record with the Cardinals last year in 40 games. Jim Bunning is one of those fellows who comes off of that mound way off balance on the first base side. He throws himself off the mound. Brings the throw in to the shortstop Amaro. Holding his hut. Johnny Lewis is on with a solid single to center, and the National League's leading batter, Ed Greenpool, is coming up. Greenpool hitting .394 with three home runs and 15 runs batted in. Gus Triandos working off the stretch, and the pitch is inside for ball. Joe Christopher is on deck now for the Mets. Jan Bunning is up and set. This pitch is inside, a little tight across the letters. It's 2-0. Temperature at game time, 57 degrees at Shea Stadium in New York. Pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to second. Taken by Taylor. Across to Amaro for one. Throw the first double play. So Greenpool has hit into a 4-6-3 double play. The side is retired. The Mets in the bottom of the first get no runs on one hit. No errors and one left. And the score at the end of one full inning is Phillies nothing and the Mets nothing. The Milwaukee Braves will be here Friday night, Saturday afternoon, a doubleheader Sunday. Then the Cardinals will come in next week, and so will the Cincinnati Reds. And if you'd like to get tickets, the advance ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from 9 to 5. There is a Met ticket office in the Pennsylvania Station. It's located in the Long Island Railroad waiting room, and it's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's a Met ticket office at the Grand Central Terminal. It's at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. It's open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. And for Long Islanders, there is a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington. It is open during the regular store hours. And reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Clothes stores in the greater New York area. television side, Ralph Kiner, on his pregame show. That's certainly a man of tremendous courage, because we looked down in the field there. He stood between Bo Bilinski and Dick Stewart.
Right between him, Lindsay, and didn't get hurt one time during the 15 minutes.
I want to tell you, that's some kind of risk to take.
I'll tell you, they're some kind of different people.
I've heard that said. Stewart's in and waiting now, right-hand batter, facing left-hand pitcher Warren Spahn. It's time for a ball.
Linsky was talking about his surfboard riding, and I said, well, isn't that sort of dangerous? He says, yeah, you can get cut in half, he said, but, so what?
That's sort of his attitude, I think.
Easy come, easy go.
Why, sure. Stewart steps out for a moment. Bond sets again, and the 1-0 pitch, outside for ball.
Stewart denied that he said that Mock was a lousy manager because he took him out of the lineup. He said he never said that statement.
Well, I read that statement in the paper. One of the baseball writers said he asked Stewart why he wasn't in the lineup, and he said lousy manager and so on. Then arriving at the ballpark, I noticed that Stewart was closeted in a very closed conference with manager Gene Mock tonight.
They're in there for quite some time, and it's very confidential as to what went on. But I do know one thing. Stewart won out one way. He's back in the lineup.
Well, he is that. That's for sure. Bond looking to Chris Canizero to get a sign. And here is the 2-0 pitch. Line into left field for a base hit. Picked up by Christopher and played in. So Stewart is on at first with the first hit that fills off Warren Spahn. It's a leadoff single here at the top of the second. And Wes Covington is coming up. Wes was not in the starting lineup last night. He did appear as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning and struck out. He has a batting average for the season of .216. Six home runs and 11 runs batted in. Bond's first no-hitter was against the Philadelphia Phillies. His second no-hitter was against the Giants. Swing and a drive that is fouled on the right field line and out of play. Strike one. Bond's two victories this season have been en route going performances against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Los Angeles and the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco. Playing behind the runner, Dick Stewart at first with left-hand batter Wes Covington up there. Here's a pitch inside. The Mets don't figure Stewart will be running anyway. His many fine qualities, speed is not one of them. Of 7 years in the major leagues, having stolen one base. Low for a ball.
That must have been on a missed hit and run sign.
I was about to say, that's amazing. In view of the fact that you get stolen bases on all sorts of circumstances, missed hit and runs, ball thrown into center field, all sorts of ways you can really get credit for one without actually stealing it.
Could be on the back end of another steal.
Yes, very well be. It's 2-1 pitch. Let's up high. And it's 3-1 out of Covington. Spahn's taking a moment now. Goes to the rosin bag. He's gone behind to Covington, and Tony Taylor's on deck. Nobody out here in the top of the second. With the base on balls, and that brings up Tony Taylor. Taylor's hitting .284, one home run, and six runs batted in. Edwards at second, Covington at first, and nobody out. Mets bring third baseman Bobby Klaus in, even with the edge of the grass at third. They have Cranville playing in front of the runner at first base now to protect against the possibility of the bunt here. No score, top of the second. The pitch swung on and foul off down the right field line. Johnny Lewis crosses the line in foul territory. Makes the catch. Stewart Tagger is going to third. Here's the throw coming across, and he is safe as the throw is off the line. Throw was on the home plate side about 4 or 5 feet. And Stewart tagged at second and moved on to third after the catch. So there's one man out as Taylor fouled out to right field. And Gus Triandos is coming up with runners at first and third. Triandos is a right-hand batter. He has been up 25 times and had one hit. It was a double, and he batted in a run. He is batting .040. Spahn checks the runners, and the pitch is in for a called strike. The big Gus Triandos. Atop the scoreboard in right field, it is flashing color headshots of each of the batters as he comes up, both the Phillies and the Mets. That occurs at each of the night games here. Here's a pitch, and it's swung on and missed. He jammed Gus a little bit and had him sort of handcuffed as he came around. It's 1-2. Games this year, and six of them have been by one run. 1-2 pitch. Little low, and it's 2-2 to Triandos. Warren Spahn has never won a game in this ballpark. The count has gone 3-2 to Triandos at the plate, and Ruben Amaro is on deck. Spahn looking into count of zero. Triandos with the bat cut.
Warning can mean and what to do about it.
That was a car with a leaking muffler.
It's not only annoying, it may even be illegal, and it is always dangerous. That's because a leaking muffler releases harmful exhaust gases. These gases can then seep into the passenger compartment, where they can make you ill, or even drowsy at the wheel.
So if you suspect a leaking muffler, take your car into your Shell dealer right away for a check of the exhaust system. Let him make the needed repairs. And soon a car that sounds like this will sound like this. That's the real sound of Safe Power, the sound you want to hear from your car. Remember, at Shell stations, service is our business.
Joe Christopher's up and the pitch is in for a call. Strike one. Now Bunning into the windup. And the pitch swung on and missed. It's strike two to Joe Christopher. Leading off for the Mets here in the bottom half of the second inning. Waiting on deck is Ron Swoboda. Running Benson the waist and getting aside. And the pitch is high for a ball. It's one and two. Christopher's hitting 208 for the season. He has one home run and seven runs batted in. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Bunning gets his first strikeout of the night. One away, and Ron Swoboda is coming up. Ron's hitting 295. Five home runs and 10 runs batted in. And Swoboda gets a hand here from the Mets fan. Running with the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Rojas is there and he makes the catch. Swoboda lines out on the first pitch. Two away, and Roy McMillan's about it. McMillan's hitting 197. He has four runs batted in. He's got two doubles. In there for a call strike. Canizero has moved out to the on-deck circle. In the National League, Ernie Banks of the Cubs is leading and runs batted in. He's off to a great start. He's batted in 23 runs. Gordon Coleman of the Reds has batted in 16, and so has Wade Benson of the Reds. And then comes Ed Cranesville of the Mets with 15. Richie Allen of the Phillies with 14 runs batted in. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center. Ruben Amaro, the shortstop, goes out and calls, and he makes the catch. So the sides out quickly in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. To score at the end of two innings is the Phillies nothing and the Mets nothing. The Milwaukee Braves will be here on Friday night. Bob Sadowski is going to be their pitcher opening up on Friday night. And then they'll be here on Saturday afternoon, a ladies' day attraction, and it'll be a Sunday doubleheader between the Braves and the Mets. And then on Tuesday night, May 11th, the St. Louis Cardinals, the defending world champions, will be here. And they'll be here again on Wednesday afternoon, the 12th. And then that following weekend, starting on Friday night, the 14th of May, the Cincinnati Reds will be here. They're off and running in this National League race. They'll be here Friday night, the 14th, Saturday afternoon, the 15th, and the doubleheader on Sunday, May 16th. Tickets are now on sale for all those games to be played here at Shea Stadium. As in the home stand, still coming, the Milwaukee Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to the top half of the third inning. We've been talking a lot about National League leaders, National League records, and a fellow whose name is written all over the National League record book is here now to take you along, Ralph Kiner.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay, and hi there, everyone. First man up for the Phillies against Warren Spahn will be Ruben Amaro, batting in the eighth batting position, the right-hand batter. And he's batting for the first time. Spahn with the first pitch, the fastball high, ball one. Ruben Amaro and then Jim Bunning, followed by Cookie Rojas. bunting in the on-deck circle or just outside the on-deck circle, taking some vicious swings with the heavy bat. 1-0 pitch is fouled away. So they count even at 1-1. Well, in contrast to last night, this crowd here today, or tonight, wearing overcoats and topcoats. A little bit chilly. Last night, shirt sleeve crowd. 1-1. Warren Spahn peering in for the signs from Chris Cannizzaro. And the left-hander now into the windup and back again. And the ball again is fouled away. Ball coming off to the right side, going into the lower stand. So Warren has accounted 1-2. Spahn has not struck out anyone in this ball game. He has struck out more men than any pitcher in the history of the National League. 2,509. 1-2. And the pitch back is low, 2. I should correct myself. He did strike out one. It was a strikeout double play, Gus Triando. So he has 2,510 strikeouts in his Major League career. Here's the 2-2 delivery. It's lofted into center field. Ron Sabota waiting now, moves over to his right and makes the catch. So while we wait for Jim Bunning to come up, we'll pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
Ralph Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. No score in the game, 1-1 top of the third, and the first pitch to Bunning is in there for a called strike. Bunning with 1 hit and 10 times up this season. He'll give you a good battle at the plate. Good hitting pitcher. Now the 1-1 count. He fouls it off, and it is strike 2. Fine play in the ball in the stand, catching the little round pellet on the fly. Warren Spahn in front, 0-2 on Jim Bunning. Bunning, a right-hand batter. Mets set toward right field against him, and the pitch back to him. Is low, 1. Home plate umpire, John Kibler. Spahn's already had some talking with him. That was on Wes Covington when he tossed him a very slow changeup. Now at 1-2, the pitch back by Spahn. Looked at, strike 3. Oh, Warren Spahn, his second strike out, his second out here in the top of the third. And it brings up the top of the batting order for the second time. Cookie Rojas stepping in. Cookie right out to right field his first time up. Batting at 268, a right-hand batter. Cookie filling in center field and hits the first pitch down to third. A two-hopper for Bobby Clouse. He underhands the first base and tying the side. Warren Spahn going 1-2-3 in the top of the third and the score. At the end of 2.5, the Phils nothing, the Mets nothing. Say, if you're wondering what kind of song goes with Sopra Sate and Salchichi, listen to this.
Come Spaghetti Mamita is sure to be sung when Italian Americans get together. And spicy pizza rustica will be served. The inevitable result is a fiery thirst. This song brings on the beer, probably Rheingold. In New York City, where there are more Italians than in Naples, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Italian Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the third, the Mets nothing, the Phillies nothing, and batting for the Mets. As the leadoff batter against Jim Bunning in this inning is Chris Cannizzaro. First batting, 140. He has 6 hits and 43 times up. A right-hand batter. And Bunning with his first pitch. A sidearm fastball that swipes at the second baseman. Second baseman Tony Tanner making sort of a halfway jump, hauling that ball down for out number one.
Pitcher number 21.
That brings up Warren Spahn. Warren, 2 for 10, batting 200, a good hitting pitcher, a left-hander, has hit 36 major league home runs. And the first pitch to him is hit through the middle. That pitch all through, coming over the shortstop. He hauls it in. The throw to first base is in time. Ball was hit too easily. And Ruben Amaro fielded that ball right back at second base. And Warren Spahn not running too hard, but throwing out at first. So on two pitches, Jim Bunning has 2 men away, and it brings up Bobby Klaus. Bobby walked his first time up. Right-hand batter hitting 162. No score in this game. Both sides with one base hit. And Bunning with his first pitch. Klaus takes it to call strike. Bobby taking all the way to try and make Bunning work a little more than get out with just 3 pitches in one inning. One straight count of Bobby Klaus. The on-deck batter, Ron Hunt. And now Bunning back, and a curveball is looked at. This time on the outside corner, strike two. Mets won the first game of this two-game series by a score 2-1 behind Al Jackson last night. Al setting a new club strikeout record of 11. It was a thrill-back ball game. Now two strikes, the ball hit weakly down to third. Picked up by Ricky Allen, he goes to first base in time for the out to retire the side. No, 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row for Jim Bunning. And the score at the end of three, the Phillies nothing, the Mets nothing. Now here's Lindsey Nelson for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records.
Let me tell you about a fellow who played ball back in the 80s. His name was Old Hoss Radford. And in a single season, he played first base, second, third, shortstop, and the outfield. And incidentally, he pitched, too. Matter of fact, as a pitcher, Old Hoss won 60 games that year. Now, here's the story of another winner, Viceroy. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. If you're a filter smoker and you try smoking all 7 leading brands, you'll find some taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some other brands taste too light. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But you take Viceroy now. Viceroy is not too strong and not too light.
It's the top of the fourth in a very fast-moving game. No score as Warren Spahn duels Jim Bunning. Both pitchers have pitched 2 no-hit games in their major league careers. In this ball game, they've both given up 1 hit. Warren will pitch to Johnny Callison as his first man. Johnny tried to beat out a bunt his first time up, was thrown out by Ron Hunt. Left-hand batter. And the first pitch to Callison is high, ball one. Callison batting 192 in 18 ball games, 14 hits and 72 times up. 4 of the hits have been home runs. And he comes back with a curve to Callison. It's fouled away. Johnny out in front of a slow curveball. The count now at 1-1. Bills, no runs, 1 hit. They picked up their base hit in the second when Dick Stewart led off with a single to left field. Mets have no runs and 1 hit. They got their 1 hit in the first inning with Johnny Lewis single through the middle. Now Spahn into that big windup and back again. And it's in there. Looked at strike two. And Callison was bunting but took the pitch. So it's 1-2. Ron Hunt playing a deep second base. Callison has good speed. Is a fine defensive ball player. And also was second in the league last year in the most valuable player ballot. Ken Boyer, the winner. Now here's Spahn again into the windup and back to the left-hand hitter, and he fouls it off. Ball going over the top of the screen, and it's a holding count of 1-2. Boyer, incidentally, out of the lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals. He has some type of back problem. Cincinnati and the Dodgers tied for first place in the National League. Playing at 667, 12 wins and 6 losses. Now Spahn at 1-2. And it hits him. Ball inside tight. A fastball just glancing off the arm of Johnny Callison. He gets first base the hard way. Second time in the game that the Phillies have had the lead batter on at first base with no one out. And it brings up Richie Allen. Allen was out to the center fielder, Ron Svoboda, his first time up. Right-hand batter who has hit in 11 consecutive games. He's batting .386 with 5 home runs and 14 runs batted in. And the first pitch. It is too low for ball one. Allen making his throw to bunt, but taking the pitch below the knees. One ball, no strikes. Mets outfield playing straight away and deep. And the next pitch is bunted to the right side, foul. Allen scoring around and bunting, actually bunting as though to get on. No one out in the top of the fourth inning, no score in the game. Richie Allen, the rookie of the year of the 1964 season. And the 1-1 delivery. Bunted this time to the third base side. A good bunt picked up by Klaus. He has to go to first base to Cranepool for the out. Moving down to second on the sacrifice, Johnny Callison. Gene Mock has one of his big firemen bunting here in the fourth inning. And now with the runner at second base, the batter will be Dick Stewart. Dick with the only hit off of Warren Spahn so far. He singled the left field. The base hit by Stewart was his 12th this year. He's batting at .231 with 2 home runs and 8 runs batted in. Dick did not play in last night's game. Frank Thomas was the first baseman. Frank was 1-for-4 in the game. Pitch to Stewart is at deep to center field, way high, and a lot of room for Ron Svoboda to get under. He's under. Tagged up at second base is Johnny Callison. Svoboda's long throw to third is offline, and Callison goes into third. So a long, deep fly ball, 385 feet away or so. And the Phillies now have a runner at third base with 2 men away, and the batter coming up is Wes Covington. Wes walked his first time up. He's batting .216, made a very important out for the Mets cause last night when he grounded out to second base for the final out of the game. At the time, the Phillies had the tying run on the base. Was inserted in the game last night as a pinch hitter. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter is taken low. It's ball one. Wes has 6 home runs. He came here tied for the league lead in home runs with Willie Mays, but Willie had one last night to take the National League lead with 7. Covington was tied with Eddie Matthews. And these two, Svoboda and Allen, along with McCovey with 5. Change up, hit foul. Covington way out in front, pulling the ball foul into the stands on the right field side. So the count at 1-1. Phillies nothing, the Mets nothing. The Phillies with the runner at third base, 2 men away in the top of the fourth. Into the windup and back to the plate. It's bunted foul. Covington trying to bunt his way on and get the run in from third, and the ball is fouled over the top of the catcher's head and back near the screen. Ball not high enough for Chris Cannizzaro to even make a try for. On the pitch, Johnny Callison was breaking down the line at third.
Well, it's pretty hard to fool a fellow like Warren Spahn when he has the experience he has. Warren wasn't bothered at all by Callison breaking down the line. One ball, two strikes. Now Warren paying some extra attention to Callison at third. Here's the 1-2 delivery. It's swung on and missed, strike three, and it retires the side. Third strikeout for Warren Spahn. No runs, no hits, no errors. A hit batsman. And one man left on base. And the score at the end of 3.5. The Phillies nothing, the Mets nothing. Yet see, vote isn't something you row or sail. You sing it like this.
Is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune.
On the line. One ball, two strikes. Now Warren paying some extra attention to Callison at third. Here's the 1-2 delivery. It's swung on and missed, strike three, and retires the side. Strikeout for Warren Spahn. No runs, no hits, no errors. A hit batsman. And one man left on base. And the score at the end of 3.5. The Phillies nothing. The Mets nothing. Yet see, boat isn't something you row or sail. You sing it like this.
Is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Piwo, piwo is the traditional Polish call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we... And often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
For the New York Mets, Ron Hunt, Johnny Lewis, and Ed Greenpool against Jim Bunning here in the bottom half of the fourth. Either team scoring, so Ron now to lead off. For the second time, and his first pitch not time call as Ron steps back out of the batter's box. Bunning was all set to throw. And evidently, Gus Briandos complained about the fact that Ron was too deep in the batter's box. Now the first pitch, fastball popped up in the shallow center field. Coming in center field to call for the ball and make the catch, Cookie Rojas. One pitch, Jim Bunning picked up Ron Hunt, the center field, in the third inning. He got the first two batters in one pitch and then threw three pitches to the third batter, Bobby Clouse. Now the batter, Johnny Lewis. Johnny was the only base hit for the Mets. Both teams with one hit and no score. Johnny singled to center field. He tries a bunt and bunts it high in the air. Jim Bunning coming across the line to make the catch. Jim catching the ball in foul territory, and again, one pitch. So Bunning getting the most of his pitches. Not working too hard here. They come out to Shea Stadium for the AFL-CIO Salute to Labor. That's a doubleheader between the Mets and Cincinnati on Sunday, May 16th. Call 989-4070 for ticket information. This brought to you by Rheingold Brewery. And the the first pitch to Craneball. Inside, ball one. So once again, Mets making bunting pitch after picking up two outs on two pitches. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch back to the plate. Outside, ball two. Bunting had retired five batters on only seven pitches prior to Ed Craneball. Now 2-0 on Craneball. Ed hit into a double play his first time up, and he takes a strike. It's strike one. Change of pace by Bunting on the outside corner. Ed batting 389. He's still ahead of the second man on the list of top hitters in the National League, Richie Allen, who's batting 386. There's a high fly ball to center field. Coming over, Cookie Rojas. Also, Johnny Callison. Rojas calls and makes a catch, and that retires his side. 1-2-3 once again for Jim Bunting. That's three in a row for him. And the score at the end of four, the Phillies nothing, the Mets nothing. Now, once again, Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, the brand new 1965 Mets yearbook is fresh off the presses and all ready for the Mets fans. It has all the up-to-date facts and figures on the Mets, plus 258 action photographs. The book includes the lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first-year Mets. And as a special extra, there's a full squad picture on the back cover that's suitable for framing. There's a special section on new Mets, Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn, two of the all-time greats of the game, and plenty of pictures of them. So to get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, all you have to do is send in 50 cents to Met Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. To repeat, Met Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Inning, and Tony Taylor is up to lead off for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's been a fun time, and he fouled out to right field. Warren Spahn on the mound for the New York Mets. Four inning totals for the Phillies. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Mets. No runs, one hit, no errors. Ball is bunted down the first base line. Craneball gets the ball, gets to the bag ahead of Taylor, and he's out trying to bunt his way on. He goes to Craneball unassisted. That will bring up Gus Triantos, who's been up one time and struck out into a strikeout double play. In the National League this afternoon, the Chicago Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-1. Bob Buell all the way to get the win, and Vernon Law took the loss. Roy Pace in the seventh, Witt in the eighth, Sisk in the eighth. Pagliaroni had an eighth-inning home run for the Pirates. The pitch to Triantos is in there for a called strike. In Milwaukee tonight, at the end of 3.5 innings, the Houston Astros nothing and the Milwaukee Braves nothing. Dick Farrell going for Houston and Wade Blassing game for Milwaukee. Here's a pitch, breaking ball low. 1-1 to Triantos. The Dodgers are in Cincinnati and a game that'll start a little later. And the Giants are in St. Louis in a later start, but we have the warm-ups. Bob Henley for the Giants and Tracy Stallage going tonight for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's a swing and a fly ball to right. Johnny Lewis is there. And he makes the catch. And Ruben Amaro is coming up. He's been up one time and lined out to center. In the American League, going to the bottom half of the seventh inning, it's Cleveland 4 and the Yankees nothing. Whitey Ford started for the Yanks, relieved by Blanco in the sixth, and Ralph Terry's going for Cleveland. Leon Wagner and Fred Whitfield hit home runs off Ford in the first inning. They're playing a twi-nighter in Detroit, the White Sox and the Tigers. Here's a pitch high for a ball. At the end of six innings, it's the White Sox 3 and the Tigers nothing. Johnny Bizarre going for Chicago. Mickey Lolich started for Detroit. McLean in the sixth inning. Moose Scowen opening the second with nobody on for the White Sox. Swinging a ground ball to short. McMillan charges up with it. Cuts it loose in time. Throw the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of 4.5 innings. The Phillies nothing and the Mets nothing, and now it's time for another unusual
fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. Here's what happened 1/4 of July when the weather provided the fireworks. It was back in 1933 in Gallup, New Mexico. A game was held up because it was just too hot to play ball. And then 2 hours later, the same game was called off completely. Hot weather? No, sir. A snowstorm. Let's get away from the weather now and find out whether you tried Viceroy. Because when you do try them, you just got to like them. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. With a pitch and a 10 for a call strike, 1-1. Ron Swoboda is waiting on deck. The 1-1 delivery, and it's fired low for a ball, 2-1. Jim Bunning and Gus Triandos, who formed the battery here tonight for the Phillies, came to the Phillies before the start of last season from Detroit in the deal that sent Don Demeter from Philadelphia to Detroit. Here's a 2-1 pitch. One on and missed. Jammed him a little. 2-2. They have never been able to beat him. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit off the plate. A roller down to third base. A fair hand play by Allen, and he's equal for a base hit. Joel Christopher bounced that one right off the plate down the third base line and beat it out for a base hit as Richie Allen tried the fair hand play. But at first base, Stewart had to come off the bag to take the ball, and Christopher is on. And it is bunted foul as the sacrifice was on, and Swoboda tried to bunt and foul it right down into the dirt. It's 1-1. Roy McMillan is on deck. Christopher takes his lead at first as Dick Stewart holds against the runner there. Tony Taylor is there. And he lets it drop. Picks it up, throws on, and forces Christopher, and Swoboda becomes the runner at second. He got underneath and just took his hands out of the way, let it fall, and then scrambled over to get it, and He raced Christopher, who is considerably faster than Svoboda, to take him off the baseline. So Svoboda becomes the base runner, and Christopher is fourth. Roy McMillan is the batter. He's been up one time, and he popped out to short. Svoboda leads, and here's the pitch. It's in there for a call strike. Throw to first, and Svoboda is back safely, sliding in. Strike one count, and that sends Triandos out to have a conference with Jim Bunning. And as they talk, we're going to talk. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. The Phils and the Mets, nothing, with the Mets batting in the bottom half of the fifth with one man out and the runner at first, and a strike one count to Roy McMillan. Bunning's pitch with the runner going is swung on and hit down into the dirt. A fair ball. Throw goes to first, and it's in time. Plate umpire called it a fair ball, and the umpire at first called it a foul ball, so now it's been called a foul ball, and that'll bring them back. The umpire at first, Frank Sicori, made the foul sign at exactly the same moment that John Kibler, the plate umpire, who was right on top of it, called it a fair ball. So quickly, they got together, and it's a foul ball, and it'll bring McMillan back. Two-strike count. Hit and run was on, and McMillan just dribbled it right out in front of the plate. Svoboda takes his lead. Pitch to McMillan, misses low for a ball. It's one and two. Chris Cannizzaro is waiting on deck for the Mets. Joe Bunning up to lead off in the top of the sixth. Five inning totals for the Phils, no runs, one hit, no errors. For the Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. Warren Spahn and Jim Bunning locked up in a tremendous pitching duel here tonight at Shea Stadium in New York. And this broadcast is being beamed down to the Caribbean by Armed Forces Radio Service. Tonight, we hope you're enjoying it there. Canizaro calls time and runs up the first baseline to do a little groundskeeping. A little rubber ball that was thrown on the field, and he fires it into the dugout. And Bobby Clark comes out to do about the same thing, and now Canizaro has to come out and do it again. We'll be set to go here in a moment. Warren Spahn into the windup, and the pitch to Bunning, and it's outside for a ball. Bunning has had one hit this season. He is batting .091. A 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit deep to right. Johnny Lewis racing way back, and it's over his head, and it is a home run for Jim Bunning. Into the bullpen in right field. The first extra base hit of the season for Bunning, and only the second hit of the season for him, as the Phils take a 1-0 lead on a home run by pitcher Jim Bunning at an opposite field home run at that. Nobody out, it is Cookie Rojas up. He has slid to right and grounded out third to first. The pitch to the right-hand batter is low for a ball. Bunning hit that ball to right. It was obvious it was going to be deep, and Lewis started back, and then the ball sailed over his head and barely cleared the fence going into the Met bullpen right over the 358-foot side. Is a swing and a high fly to short center. Coming in is Svoboda. He is called, and he makes the catch, a basket catch. Give you a thrill or two. There's one away, and Johnny Callison's coming up now. Nothing for one, and hit by a pitch ball. Chris Canizaro. That pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0. Ken Spahn starts the motion. The 1-0 delivery. Swung on and hit deep to right, but curving foul, and it is a foul ball. In the loge deck down in the right field corner. 1-1 now to John Callison. The Phils have taken a 1-0 lead here on the top of the sixth. And the pitch swung on and missed. 1-2. The home run by Jim Bunning was only the fourth of his entire Major League career. It was home career home run number 4 for Jim Bunning. Spahn looks for the sign. And this is a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right. Johnny Lewis coming on, and he makes the catch. Two away, and Richie Allen's coming up now. He has fired the sun and sacrifice so far. Allen hitting 86 at this moment.
Those figures courtesy of our demon statistician, Matt Wenig.
And the pitch is inside for a ball. Dick Stewart's waiting on deck now for the Phils. It's high and away. It's 2-0 now to Richie Allen. Consecutive games now. Gets his batting average back up to 394. Ed Cranville is batting 384 at this moment. Dick Stewart is coming up now. He had a single to left, the first hit for the Phils off spawn tonight, and he flied to center. With a runner at first. Vaughn checks and deals a pitch to Stewart that is low for a ball. Richie Allen checking with Coach Peanuts Lowry at first base now takes his lead. And here's a throw over. He's back safely. The Phillies won, and the Mets nothing. One-oh pitch. Swung out and hit deep to left, and Christopher now retreats into the warning track. He is there near the wall and makes the catch. He one-hands the ball at the wall. So the side is out. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. Scored the end of five-and-a-half innings is... The Phillies won and the Mets nothing. And if somebody offers you a Sarpico, don't eat it. Dance it like this.
The Sarpico is spirited and lively. It makes Greek Americans feel like dancing. And dance they do. Until they work up a fearful thirst. Then they call for different music. Nina Nai Nai is music a Greek drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably wrangle extra dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Greeks than in all of Sparta, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Greek Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
We're going now to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Chris Canizero is up to face Jim Bunning. Is Bunny to the right side, and Bunning is off the mound, up with a toss. His underhand on to Stewart in time to get Canizero, trying to bunny his way on. That brings up Warren Spahn. He's been up one time and he grounded out. Short to first. A little soft ground ball out over second, and a mile or two, not last time. Spahn's getting a hand here. That
Bunning's first National League home run. He had three in the American League. Bunning's pitch, it's swung on and fouled off, out of play. Strike one. Bobby Klaus waiting on deck now for the Mets. Strike one pitch. Breaking ball a little tight. One and one. Blue tomorrow is call time now, and coming from short to have a word with Jim Bunning. He returns to his position. Richie Allen's on the grass at third. Tony Taylor at second, playing one step on the rim of the outfield grass. Swinging a little number to the right side. Taken again by Bunning, and he tosses this time to Stewart. Two away. Now Bobby Klaus is coming up. He has walked and grounded out so far. The Phillies are leading the Mets by a score of 1-0. We had a thriller here last night, in which the Mets won 2-1, and it's more of the same going here tonight. Pitch is in for a call strike to leadoff man Bobby Klaus. Delivery. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. 50 Rojas is there. And he makes the catch. Side is out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score again to six full innings as the Phillies won, the Mets nothing. Bob Murphy will be along in just a moment for the play-by-play, but right now, a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. Taste that's right.
You get the word? It's Viceroy, a cigarette that's specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. If you're a filter smoker, you've already discovered some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And others taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But do you know about Viceroy? Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
In the seventh inning, Wes Covington comes up against Warren Spahn. Covington drew a walk in the second inning and was struck out by Spahn in the fourth inning. Now Spahn out of his windup delivers to Covington a swing and a miss on a low breaking ball. Strike one. Nobody on, nobody out. Seventh inning, a 1-0 ball game. The Phillies in front. On a home run, tomahawked over the right field fence by Jim Bunning. Next pitch to Covington, a ground ball on the right side. Big hop taken by Ron Hunt. He flips the ball to Crane Pool, and Covington is out. One man away. The paid crowd tonight in Shea Stadium, 14,134. In addition, some 1,700 midget Mets who are here as guests of the ball club, a total crowd of 17,113. Now, Tony Taylor up against Bonnie, a dribbler hit down the third baseline, a hurry-up attempt by Klaus, he got him. Fine fielding by Bobby Klaus. He had not a moment to waste. As Tony Taylor took a big swing and then just topped one down the third baseline. So two up and two center side, and that brings up Gus Triantos. Big Gus has been struck out, line to right. Spawn winding, the pitch to Triantos, in the dirt out in front of the plate, ball one. The Mets have a day off. They open their four-game series with Milwaukee on Friday night. For the Phillies, Ruben Amaro, the shortstop, is the on-deck hitter. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, the screwball thrown by Spahn. One ball and one strike. The only run in the ball game, a home run by Jim Bunning. Delivery. A squibbler hit down the first baseline. It's going foul. Big swing by Triantos. He nicked it right off the end of the bat, and it was squirming over into foul territory. Remember the new starting time for the Ladies' Day game Saturday at 2:15. The Sunday doubleheader will start at 1:05 p.m. After the Braves leave town, next week the World Champion Cardinals come to Shea Stadium Tuesday night. And Wednesday afternoon, then Cincinnati will be in for a weekend series of four games to wind up the homestand. Spahn out of his windup, the 1-2 delivery, just got a piece of it, a foul ball going to the left. Dribbling down the third baseline, and the count remains one ball, two strikes. That's Lowry coaching at first, Foghorn Myatt at third. Two outs and nobody on in the top half of the seventh inning. Pitching 1-2. A high fly ball deep to left center. Way back goes Swoboda. He's on the track. Makes the catch. The side is out. Long fly to left center taken by Ron Swoboda. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At a seventh inning stretch time at Shea Stadium, at the end of six and a half, the score, the Phillies won and the New York Mets nothing. If you've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after the smorgasbord, listen to this.
Is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Helan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
For the Phillies, Bobby Del Greco replaces Wes Covington in left field. Greco, an outstanding defensive ball player, as the Phil set now to try and protect their one-run lead. Ron Hunt batting against Jim Bunning. Fastball over, strike one. Bunning pitching a strong ball game has given us just two hits.
single to center by Johnny Lewis in the first, and an infield hit by Joe Christopher in the fifth inning. It's all over in Cleveland. Ralph Perry pitching a three-hit shutout to win his fourth game of the year. Ralph has lost only one, and Cleveland defeated the Yankees 4-0. Whitey Ford was the loser. Inside to run, one ball, one strike. The Yankee-Cleveland game, home runs were hit by Leon Wagner and Fred Whitfield with two men on. So Cleveland, behind Terry's three-hitter, beat the Yankees 4-0. The White Sox lead Detroit 4-0, going to the last of the ninth in Detroit. The 1-1 pitch, a drive in the air to right field is deep. Back goes Johnny Collison. Back by the wall, he reaches up, makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Johnny Collison. The play of the ball game and a beauty. Wonderful one-handed grab by Johnny Collison. He was stumbling and going right into the fence in deep right field when he made the one-hand grab. Collison, a marvelous ball player, and oh, what a catch he made on that. He took a two-base hit away from Ron Hunt. Set off the fifth with a good pitch by Bunning. Amaro, the shortstop, takes it for the out. Two outs in the last of the seventh inning. Bunning has had the batters going for the first pitch a great deal. Now Eddie Crane duel will hit against Jim Bunning. Another pitching duel between two of the best. Bunning and Warren Spahn. Eddie has hit into a double play and flies to center. Inside and low. One ball and no strike. Jim Bunning locked up with Warren Spahn. He's looking for his second win of the year. Spahn is trying to win his third. Right-hander against left-hand hitter. The pitch by Bunning. Bounced foul. He barely got a piece of it. Struck the plate umpire, John Kibler, in the count. One ball, one strike. Joe Christopher timing his swing, waiting in the on-deck circle, hoping the Crane tool can save him a turn at bat. The 1-1 delivery. An off-speed pitch on the outside corner. A good changeup by Bunning. One ball and two strikes. Six of the seven games won by the Mets have been decided by the margin of one run. Right here, they're locking another one. The 1-2 delivery. Curve is hit late and foul. Back over the dugout, out of play. Now Jim Bunning with a count of 1-2 on Ed Crane Bull. Philly outfield just about straight away. Swings into his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. He went to a curve that hits the outside corner. Now the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Tony Taylor now moving out about two steps into right field at his second base position against Grainpool. Curve is hit late and foul. Back over the dugout, out of play. Count of 1-2 on Ed Crane Pool. Philly outfield just about straight away. Bunning swings into his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. He went to a curve that touched the outside corner. Now the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Tony Taylor now moving out about two steps into right field at his second base position against Crane Pool.
Dick Stewart is deep behind the bag at first, almost on the rim of the outfield grass. 2-2 delivery. Ground ball hit down to first base, picked up by Stewart. He flips the bunting covering in time for the out. The Mets are out in order in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Now seven complete. The Phillies, one run, three hits, no errors. The Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. In other games this afternoon at Wrigley Field, Bob Buell pitched a three-hitter, and Chicago down Pittsburgh 3-1. Vern Law was the loser. The only home run in the game spoiled a Buell shutout bid. It was hit by Jim Pagliaroni, the Pirate backstop. Tonight at Milwaukee, Joe Torre of Milwaukee and Rusty Staub of Houston each have hit a home run with nobody on, and that's been all of the scoring through six and a half innings. Houston 1, Milwaukee 1. Kirk Farrell against Wade Blasingame. It's Sandy Koufax and Jim O'Toole tonight in Cincinnati. Dodgers nothing and the Reds nothing after one inning. Bob Henley against Tracy Stallard in St. Louis. Giants nothing and the Cardinals nothing at the end of one. Ralph Perry pitched a three-hit shutout, winning his fourth game against one loss, as Cleveland beat Whitey Ford and the Yankees 4-0 tonight. The White Sox are leading Detroit behind Johnny Buzard, 3-0 going to the last of the ninth inning. Those are the only two American League scores in. Hit high in the air to center field by Amaro. Under the ball waiting is Ron Swoboda, and he has it for the out. Amaro hitting the first pitch, flies to center. Brings up Jim Bunning, and he has accounted for the only run of this ball game. Bunning whacked one over the right field wall at the 358-foot mark near the bullpen. He just tomahawked it. That's the only run of this ball game. Spawn into his wind at the pitch to Bunning. Strike called on the outside corner of the knees. Fourth career homer in the majors, his first in the National League. Outside, one ball, one strike. Cookie Rojas, the center fielder and leadoff batter, will be hitting next. Now Spahn with a 1-1 delivery. Line drive, caught by Ron Huff. Beautiful play. Exactly right. He went as high in the air as he possibly could and made a glove-handed grab of a hard-hit line drive by Jim Bunning. Bunning once again hitting to the opposite field, and he hit that one hard. Two outs, nobody on. Rojas, the leadoff batter, is up. Cookie is 0 for 3, twice a fly to the outfield, and it's grounded out to third. A foul ball over behind the Mets dugout into the crowd. Down comes his pitch to Rojas. Bunnett fouled on the third base line. Both pitchers, I should say, have virtually been wearing the hitters on their watch team. And as a result, we have seen a lot of attempted bunts in this game tonight. That attempt by Cookie Rojas was on the second strike. But now Spahn has a two-strike count on Rojas. Johnny Collison on deck and then Richie Allen. Gene Mock is getting his bullpen ready now, just in the event that Bunning should need any help. Line to the air toward the left field line. It's going to be right down the line. Foul by Inches. Foul ball by Inches. He narrowly missed an extra base hit. Rojas coming back. It's all over in Detroit. The White Sox on a four-hit shutout by Johnny Buzard have beaten the Detroit Tigers, the final score, 4-0. White Sox started the night leading the American League by a half game over Minnesota. Detroit was two games back. That drops the Tigers three games back. Minnesota playing later tonight at home against the Orioles. So the Twins must win to remain a half game behind Chicago. Chicago and Detroit are playing a doubleheader. Hit down the right field line, a foul ball, no play. Now Spani with a two-strike count on Rojas. He's at two foul line drives. Down comes the pitch, a ground ball hit through the hole, a base hit to left. Rojas hung in there on two strikes and fouled two off. And now gets a base hit on a ground shot through the hole to left field. Phillies have their fourth hit of the ball game. St. Louis Cardinals, the world champions of baseball, come to Shea Stadium next Tuesday night. The New York baseball writers will present the Babe Ruth Award to Bob Gibson of the Cardinals as the top World Series star of 1965 in the pregame ceremonies. It's actually the series of 64. Last October. Now Johnny Callison hitting against Warren Spahn. Two outs and one on, top of the eighth inning. Philadelphia 1, New York nothing. First, he's back in time. Pretty close play at first base as Warren Spahn went to work on Cookie Rojas, the fast man. So the first with real intent, not quite in time. Bonnie's figuring in this spot with two outs and a fast man on, that Gene Mock will put a play on. With Callison, a right field batter at the plate. Now Spahn into the stop position. Throw to first. And again, he is back. Third time in a row that Warren has thrown over to Crane Pool. Now, Johnny Callison is out of the box for a moment. Now he's back in. Now the pitch. And he pops it up on the right side of the infield. Ron Hunt calling for it on the skin part of the diamond. Makes the catch to side to side. So Spahn eliminates a tough hitter and retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of seven and a half innings, the score, the Phillies won and the New York Mets nothing. If you heat your home with oil, here's something worth thinking about.
Think of Carefree.
Think Shell.
Carefree.
Think of Shell.
Heating oil for your home.
That heat spot must be.
Carefree.
Think Shell. Think of Shell.
To prove our point about Carefree Heat, we're going to make a concession. Shell isn't selling everyone the same heating oil. In fact, Shell is purposely selling over 10 different kinds. Each is blended specially for a different part of the country. The Shell heating oil you can buy is blended specially for your area to help your burner provide Carefree Heat. And you thought all heating oil was the same? For Carefree Heat next winter, call a Shell heating oil distributor now. He's in the yellow pages, under oil heating, of course.
Heating oil for your home.
That heat spot must be as well.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell. Think of Shell. Think of Shell.
Joe Christopher stepping in against Jim Bunning, New Yorker, run behind, and the crowd really coming to life. Down comes the pitch. Check swing grounder picked up by Jim Bunning. He caught that one in behind his body, a la Bob Cousy, and threw the first in time for the out. Bunning was out of position, and I don't know how yet he managed to do it, but he stuck his glove in behind his legs and snagged the little tap back to the mound. Right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
HL on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Ron Swoboda is up against Bunning.
Ball one, it's outside. Brown is lined out to center field, reached on a fielder's choice, and later was picked off base by Bunning. The Phillies lead 1-0 on Bunning's right field home run. And we're at the last of the eighth inning. A line shot hit toward left center field, a base hit. Running the ball down on the run is Bobby Del Greco, and he'll hold him to a single. Good fielding by Bobby Del Greco, who was inserted for Wes Covington as a defensive move. That ball was really hit by Swoboda, a line shot to left center. Now, Roy McMillan is the scheduled hitter, but Roy is being called back to the dugout. We're going to get a fence hitter for McMillan. Jeff Triando's going out. Dr. Jim Bunning and Jesse Gander is coming out of the dugout as the fence hitter. Jesse Gander is coming out to bat for McMillan. That line shot to left center by Swoboda, the third hit given up by Jim Bunning. Tremendous pitching in this ball game tonight between Bunning and Spahn. Now I have one up action in their bullpen in the event Casey should want to send out a fence hitter for Warren Spahn. Although Spahn is a real good hitter for a pitcher and usually gets to stay in. Now Jesse Gander is batting for Roy McMillan. Ron Swoboda is on first. He'll be keeping an eye on Bunning. He was picked off his last time. Curve is low. One ball and no strike. Jim Besky is on call in the bullpen for New York. Right-handers Ray Culp and Jack Balchin for Philadelphia. Phillies had a brilliant relief effort by Roebuck in the game last night. Slow curve, outside and low, ball two. Now it's two balls and no strikes on Gander. New York trailing 1-0, bottom half of the eighth inning. Dick Stewart holding against base runner Ron Swoboda. Here's the stretch by Bunning. Now the pitch. Ground ball hit down the first baseline. A fair ball. Bunning picks it up, throws to Stewart in time to get Gander, and Swoboda moves over to second. So Jesse was fooled by the pitch. He took a big swing. Got the slow roller. He moves the runner over, and Yogi is down around the batter. Yogi Berra will be coming out to hit. Yogi comes off the coaching line. Into the dugout to get his bat. Wes Weston moves out to the coaching line. Well, many of the crowd are standing here at Shea Stadium waiting for Yogi to come out of the dugout. Yogi's picking out his bat and getting the helmet, and here he comes, Yogi Berra. Going to the ninth inning of a 1-0 pitching thriller
between Jim Bunning and Warren Spahn. The only run in this ballgame, a sixth-inning home run by Jim Bunning, right-handed batter who hit it over the right field fence near the bullpen. Tickets for the remaining games of this homestand and all home games of the New York Mets are on sale at the advance sale window here at Shea Stadium. The advance sale window is open during the week from 8 to 6 and on the weekends for your added convenience, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. The Mets also have ticket locations in the Long Island Railroad waiting room at Penn Station and at Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp during the week from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays 8:30 to 4. During the regular store hours, the Mets have tickets on sale at Macy's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington, Long Island. Reservations can be made for all box and reserve seats for all remaining home games at all Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. Now, as we go to the ninth inning, Spahn will be pitching to Richie Allen, Dick Stewart, and Bobby Del Greco. Changes in the lineup now for New York. Jim Hickman is now playing third, and Bobby Klaus moves to short. And we're waiting to see who takes over the catching. Gonder was used as a pinch hitter. And then Yogi Berra batted for Chris Cannizzaro. So either Gonder or Berra or even possibly Hawk Taylor. The Mets right now have four catchers.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now playing shortstop for the Mets.
But Bobby Klaus moves from third over to short. And Jim Hickman is now playing third, and it's Gonder taking over behind the plate. Jim Hickman is batting in Chris Cannizzaro's spot in the batting order. Ninth inning, Gonder out on the mound talking with Warren Spahn. Richie Allen will lead off in the ninth with Philadelphia in front, 1-0. Into his windup, delivers to Richie Allen. A ground ball whacked to short. Big hop for Bobby Klaus. He strides and throws, and they have him by two running strides. One away and nobody on, top of the ninth. Coming up to hit now is Dick Stewart. Dick has one hit and three times up, but he has hit the ball long throughout the game. He had a fly ball to deep center caught and a fly ball to deep left to put Christopher right up against the fence. One out and nobody on in the ninth. Out of his windup, the pitch to Stewart, a strike on the inside corner about letter high. Bobby Del Greco, who replaced Wes Covington in left field, is now in the on-deck circle. Bobby Klaus over deep in the hole at short against Stewart. Inside, bursting him back, one ball, one strike. The Mets in their ninth inning will have Spahn leading off. Then Bobby Klaus and Ron Hunt. 1-1 delivery. A drive hit hard toward the alley in right center. Lewis racing over is there. Makes the catch. Johnny Lewis racing to right center to spear the liner. So Dick Stewart, who's hit the ball long throughout the game, is now 1-for-4. This will be Bobby Del Greco's first time up in the game. Bobby Del Greco has never hit the ball for a high average in the big leagues, but he is strong. He has good power. Bobby Del Greco has been up just three times. Strike called on the outside corner. Bobby has lived out of a suitcase during his career. Now the pitch pass, Brown, off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. He has always been considered one of the best defensive outfielders around. Spahn delivers one and one. A strike on the inside corner to Del Greco. Mets will go to Philadelphia for the first time this year at the tail end of their next road trip. Their next road trip will be a shorter trip. They'll make only three stops, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Philadelphia. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Warren Spahn with a screwball strikes out Bobby Del Greco. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Another superb effort by Warren Spahn. At the end of eight and a half innings, the score, the Phillies won and the Mets nothing. Can you imagine a Puerto Rican party without music? Don't try. Just listen to this.
Puerto Ricans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful burst. Then they change their tune. Seis Chorial is the song a Puerto Rican drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Puerto Ricans than in all of San Juan, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Puerto Ricans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Ruben Amaro is now playing first, and Bobby Wine is in the game at short. Warren Spahn stays in, leads off for the Mets, bottom of the ninth inning. Jim Bunning with a 1-0 lead is into his windup. Now the pitch. Inside and high, ball one. Each of these outstanding pitchers has given up just one walk in the game. Bunning has struck out two, Spahn has struck out four. The Phillies have one run, four hits, the Mets no runs and three hits. Last of the ninth, and the pitch to Spahn. Too high, ball two. Gene Mock has kept his bullpen busy the last two innings, just in the event any help is needed. Relief ace Jack Balchin is warming up out there now. Pitching 2-0. Foul ball whacked right straight back up into the crowd. No play. It's 2-1 on Spahn. Bobby Klaus on deck and then Ron Hunt. This is the fourth superb ball game that Warren Spahn has pitched. He beat the Dodgers and beat the Giants and Thrillers on the West Coast. Now the count is 2-1. Bunning delivers. A swing and a miss, and the count is even. 2-2. Bunning is trying for his second victory and his second shutout. He shut out the Astros for his first win this year. Two balls and two strikes on Spahn. Bunning takes his sign from Gus Triano. Up the 2-2 delivery. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Spahn fanned by Jim Bunning. He came from behind to get him. Now one out and nobody on in the last of the ninth inning. Bobby Klaus is the scheduled hitter. Now Bobby is being called back into the dugout. Like Danny Napoleon around the bat rack, and Danny Napoleon is coming out to hit for Bobby Klaus. That's in need of the long ball here to tie half the game in case he is sending strong Danny Napoleon to the plate. Danny with three hits and eight times at bat, hitting .375. Thrill of winning a ball game for New York out on the West Coast. He tripled in the ninth inning at San Francisco, driving three runs in to win one for New York. Danny from Trenton, New Jersey. Well-built right-hand batter. They play him deep, a little toward left. Pitch by Bunning is over. Strike called in the outside corner. Of the ninth inning, 1-0, the Phillies lead on Bunning's home run. Now the pitch to Napoleon is outside, 1-1. Now Napoleon lashing the bat around, waiting on Bunning. The 1-1 pitch. Outside, it's ball two and one. He's trying to pitch away from Danny Napoleon to keep him from pulling the ball to left field. Ron Hunt is on deck, and then Johnny Lewis. Mets trying hard to get it going against Bunning here in the bottom half of the ninth. The 2-1 pitch. Strag on the outside corner. He was in the black with that one. He really shaved the outside edge of the plate. Two balls and two strikes, and Napoleon gets out of the batter's box. Last night, the Mets behind Jackson beat the Phillies 2-1. Right now, it's a 1-0 game, and we're in the last of the ninth inning. Pitching 2-2. Curve strike three call. Bunning broke that one like it was rolling off the end of a table, right over the heart of the plate at the knees. Jim Bunning, who has struck out two men over the first eight innings, has struck out the first two men up in the last half of the ninth inning. The fielding play of the game was made on Ronnie's last time up. A great play by Johnny Callison. He took a double away from Hunt. Fast ball over, strike one call. Allison raced all the way back on the track and going right into the wall, reached over his head and made a one-hand grab of the long drive hit by Hunt. Now bunting-wise, here's the pitch on the way. Fastball, strike two, call. And the Mets have pinned down to their final strike here. Bunting with a two-strike advantage on Ron Hunt. Twice have the Mets had a runner as far as second base in the game. Never have they had a runner as far as third. Here's the windup, two-strike delivery. Reach for a blooper into short right field. It's going to drop in, a base hit. Now Ron Hunt lunging at a curveball. He went right with it and hit a soft liner into short right center for a base hit. Now the tying run is out and Johnny Lewis is coming up. To Lewis. Foul ball back over the upright screen into the crowd. No play. Eddie Crane Brule is the on deck batter. Ron Hunt, a good base runner. Mets in need of a long hit to tie up the ball game. They're down to their final out at the last of the ninth inning. Bunning slowing down the pace just a little bit. Now takes his sign from Triando. He's up in the stop position. Throws to first. He just lobbed it over there. Ruben Amaro is now playing first. He relieved Dick Stewart. Bobby Wine is the shortstop. Johnny Lewis waiting. In comes the pitch. It's over. Strike two call. Lewis started to go, held up on it, and it was over. So now Johnny Lewis is in the same spot Ron Hunt was in just moments ago. Bunning has him two strikes. Pitch on the way. He held up in time and it's inside. One ball and two strikes. Bunning thought he had him struck out. He threw him a great changeup. He changed up on a curve that was inside and Johnny Lewis held up just in the nick of time. Everybody in the Philly dugout jumping on that one. They thought the game was over. It's one ball and two strikes on Johnny Lewis. Johnny has one of the four hits. Bunning has given up. Now the stretch by Bunning. He lobs it over to first base. And now Johnny Lewis goes back to the on-deck circle to get the pine tar cloth to tighten up that bat handle grip. Phillies won, Mets nothing, last of the ninth inning. Two outs, the tying run on first. Looking in. Lewis cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The ball game is over. Bunning fans, Johnny Lewis, and the Phillies win it 1-0. As Bunning struck out three in the last of the ninth inning to nail down a beautifully pitched ball game. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Well, it was a magnificent pitching duel between Warren Spahn and Jim Bunning. Bunning winning his own ball game with a home run over the right field fence in the sixth inning. It was Bunning's first National League home run. He could not have picked a more opportune moment. Bunning was leading off in the top of the sixth inning when he tomahawked his home run over the right field fence into the Mets bullpen. After that, Warren Spahn then retired the side, but Bunning then went to the mound and made that one run stand up. Each pitcher walked only one man. Bunning walked only one. He struck out four. Bunning had struck out only two over the first eight innings, but finishing strong, he struck out three in the last of the ninth inning, so he wound up with one walk and five strikeouts. The Lions score in the ballgame. For the Phillies, one run, four hits. There were no errors. The Bills had only four left on base. For the New York Mets, no runs, four hits. There were no errors. And the Mets had just three left on. The winning pitcher is Jim Bunning. Jim winning his second game of the year against three losses. Both of his wins have been shutouts. His first victory this year, he shut out the Houston Astros. For Warren Spahn, the fourth time, he has turned in a superb mound effort. Warren losing, the toughest kind of a ball game to lose, 1-0. So Spahny now has won two and lost two. Both of Spahny's victories were one-run thrillers on the West Coast against the Dodgers and the Giants. He had a superb pitching performance against Houston at Shea Stadium, and now tonight against the Philadelphia Phils. And so the Phils, by winning behind Bunning's four-hitter and Bunning's home run to right field in the sixth inning, gain a split in the two-game series. The Mets winning last night 2-1 behind Alvin Jackson. No game tomorrow. It's an off day for the New York Mets. They'll be in action on Friday night, opening a big weekend of baseball here at Shea Stadium with the first of a four-game series against the Milwaukee Braves. Remember the starting time on Saturday, which is Ladies' Day, the new Saturday starting time of 2:15. The doubleheader on Sunday gets underway here at Shea Stadium at 1:05. So tonight, the Phils win it. They gain a split of the two-game series, and the final score once again, the Phils won, and the New York Mets, nothing. Tonight's game was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, we don't know why so many people like our beer, but, well, we must be doing something right, and we'll keep right on doing it. Tonight's game was also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell. Friday night at 7:55 as the New York Mets meet the Milwaukee Braves. Our engineer tonight has been Sandy Alper, our statistician, Matt Winnick, our producer, Joe Gallagher, and our executive producer, Joel Nixon. The final score, the Philadelphia Phillies 1, and the New York Mets nothing. Now this is Bob Murphy saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Until you see your bum dead man.